Scotland and Caribbean, sir. My name is Iowa. With me in studio is C4 Sound System.
What's up?
And by the way, if you're listening to us for the first time of the year, Happy New Year! And if you'd like to write to us, you write to Tell Iowa, TELLIWA, at RCISTLucia.com. Believe me when I say to you, we'd love to read and discuss your letter right here on the program, letter on RCI. Tell Iowa at RCISTLucia.com. Again, TELLIWA at RCISTLucia.com. We want to hear from you. Letter is rated E for everyone. Be careful with what you say when you call. Keep it clean, please. You could get on you, Sababi, Sauvlu. Sadi, let me tell you, be passionate. Be passionate. We love it. We love to hear the passion in your voice. But, Missy, keep it clean. All right, Pashi, we ask the radio. Okay? The number you need to know is 452-3046. You could try sending us a voice note. Yes, you can. Try sending us a voice note. 724-0008. Let's see if it will play today. But the number is 452-3046. Please, people, turn down the volume. The volume on your radio, your speaker, your Alexa, whatever you're listening to us on. Just turn down the volume when you're calling. I promise you, you're going to hear us in the phone. You're going to hear us loud and clear in the phone. First time callers! All you need to say is first time caller and go right ahead. Do not waste any. Just say first time caller and go right ahead, dudu. First time caller and go right ahead. Now, second time callers. Yes? Yes. And first time callers. Yes, yes. Remember, if you're a first time caller, a second time caller, you have to become a regular caller. Okay? Good. Here's your letter. It reads, he passed to see me earlier that morning for about 20 minutes. He left early because we were going out later and we both had stuff to do. New Year's Eve, he had to come meet me at 8 p.m. Iowa, my best friend asked me what I was doing. I told her, well, me and Bae doing something later. Yeah. And I laugh at her. Aya, Bae, well.
Jokes.
I tell her I will take pictures and send to her. She asked me, where are we going? I said to her, I don't know. He told me it was a surprise. And by the way, I read it for the first time. He told me it was a surprise and he wanted me to dress nice. She tell me, you sure? I tell her, girl, move there. How she mean if I sure? She say, she and one of her sisters going to a hotel. I want a girl beg me to come. So jokingly, I tell her, girl, you want me to leave my man alone New Year's Eve? I tell her, never. I was excited, looking forward to spending that night in particular with him. We have only been together, or should I say serious about each other, for about 3 months. For me, it meant a lot. Oh, I was going to be with the person I really want in my life when the new year arrives. Aya, bae, man. Bae. I could not wait. When it was about 8:30, he called saying he had a flat tire and he was working on it. I say, okay, I'm already dressed. When he's done, just come get me. I wasn't hearing from him, so I called him. It was after 9 and he said to me, give him some time, he's still working on the car. While I was waiting, I was also updating my best friend on what was going on. Then I started to feel depressed because these crazy girls were already sending me some mad videos of them dancing and having fun. And I'm seeing time passing and I'm not hearing from him. I tried calling him, but he did not pick up. So my best friend told me she has a friend that can still get me inside the hotel. It's still early. She's coming to meet me. I was depressed. I dolloped myself to ensure that I was looking good. I went to the salon to do my hair. I was wearing a new dress and shoes that I had ordered, waiting patiently for him. You know how many times I called him and I didn't get him? So my best friend came to get me. All right, all right. and I was totally enjoying myself. My boyfriend live up north. I send him a message telling him when he is done fixing the car, just check me at the hotel. It's up north. I am there with my best friend, and it's not like he didn't know her. I will go with him when he gets here. What is so wrong with that? He was so mad. What? Just because I didn't wait for him at home and was out with my friends. I couldn't understand it because I was the one who asked him to come get me when he's done. It's not that I was hiding anything. And not only at that, I was closer to where he said he was. So what's the problem? Iowa, in less than 20 minutes after telling him I was at the hotel, he was outside, well-dressed. Like the car never had a problem. So I said to him, wow, that was fast. In one kind of grumpy voice, he said to me, let's go. Well, let's go. I told him, well, let me tell my friends I was leaving. He told me, no, let's go. Okay, we're together, so I'm kind of feeling a little better. But total silence in the car. So I tried to talk to him. I asked him how he managed with the car. Did everything go okay? He not answering me. Then I see like he heading to my home. So I ask him, So I ask him, are we going to my home? He mumbling things about, y'all don't like to listen.
That's your listening like day.
So I am like, please talk to me. What is going on? Why are you behaving like that? I cried so much because I couldn't understand what I did that was wrong. I kept asking him, but he never answered or said anything. And to make matters worse, he didn't even stay with me. What? He dropped me and he left. I went to bed thinking of what is it that I did to him. I'm thinking maybe he went to meet me at home and I was not there. But is that a reason to be mad at me? I was so excited when I saw him. Being with him is what I wanted. Today is the second day of the new year and I still haven't spoken to him. I have been speaking to my best friend and believe me, the girl tell me things so much about him, about he have woman and he was with his woman. That's why all that happened. I even say I have to stop talking to her for a little while because the girl make my head hurt me and she will make me hate him. But girl, if you're listening, I still love you. Iwa, him and I met for the very first time a little over a year ago. But early in September for my birthday, he asked me to be his girlfriend and I told him yes. If he had a girl, he would not ask me to be his girl. I'm so disappointed. What happened really took a toll on me. My year did not start how I expected it to. Right now, I can't even take his calls or return his message because I don't know what to tell him or how I will react. I am mad, disappointed, confused, everything. I keep thinking that, what if I was the problem? Maybe I should have stayed home and wait. What do I do? Is it really my fault? What kind of man would behave like that? Can we move forward from that or should I forget him? Let me read that one more time because I need to get that properly. He passed to see me earlier that morning for about 20 minutes. He left early because we were going out later and we both had stuff to do. New Year's Eve, he had to come meet me at 8 p.m. My best friend asked me, what are you doing, girl? What are you doing? I told her, well, me and Bae, we're doing something later. And I laugh at her. I tell her I will take pictures and send to you. She asked me, hey, where are you going now? I said to her, I don't know. Well, that is the problem. He told me it was a surprise and he wanted me to dress nice. She tell me, you sure? I tell her, girl, move there. How you mean if I sure? She say, she and one of her sisters going to a hotel. I want a girl beg me to come. So jokingly, I telling her, girl, you want me to leave my man alone New Year's Eve? I tell her, never. I was excited, looking forward to spending that night in particular with him. We have only been together, or should I say serious about each other, for about 3 months. For me, it meant a lot. I was going to be with the person I really want in my life when the new year arrives. Yeah. I could not wait. Oh, Bayman B. When it was about 8:30, he called saying he had a flat tire and he was working on it. I say, okay.
Story.
I am already dressed. When he's done, just come and meet me. I wasn't hearing from him, so I called him. It was after 9, and he said to me, give him some time. He's coming. He's still working on the car. While I was waiting, I was also updating my best friend on what was going on. Then I started to feel depressed. You see what your best friend calls in? I started to feel depressed because these crazy girls were already sending videos, mad videos too, of them dancing and having fun. And she says, I'm seeing time passing and I am not hearing from him. Mm. I tried calling, but he did not pick up. So my best friend told me she has a friend that can still get me inside the hotel. It is still early. She's coming to meet me. I was depressed. I doll up myself to ensure I looking good. I went to the salon and do my hair. I was wearing a new dress and shoes that I had ordered, waiting patiently for him. You know how many times I called him and I didn't get him? So my best friend came to meet me and I was totally enjoying myself. My boyfriend live up north. I sent him a message telling him when he's done fixing the car, just check me at the hotel. It's up north. I am there with my best friend, and it's not like he don't know her. I will go with him when he gets here. What is so wrong with that? He was so mad just because I didn't wait for him at home and was out with my friends. I couldn't understand it because I was the one who asked him to come and get me when he's done. It's not that I was hiding anything. And not only that, I was closer to where he said he was. So what's the problem? I won less than 20 minutes after telling him I was at the hotel. He was outside, well-dressed, like the car never had a problem. So I said to him, wow, what a wow. That was fast. In one kind of grumpy voice, he said to me, let's go. Let's go. I told him, well, let me tell my friends I was leaving. He told me, no, let's go. Okay, so we're together, so I'm kind of feeling a little better. But total silence in the car. And I'm trying to talk to him. I ask him how he managed with the car. Did everything go okay? He not answering me. Then I see like he head into my home. So I ask him, are we going to my home? He mumbling things about, y'all don't like to listen. Y'all don't like to listen. Y'all don't like to listen. So I am, please talk to me. What is going on? Why are you behaving like that? I cried so much because I couldn't understand what I did that was wrong. I kept asking him, but he never answered or said anything. And to make matters worse, he didn't even stay with me. I could imagine it was really mad. He dropped me off and he left. I went to bed thinking of what is it that I did to him. I'm thinking maybe he went to meet me at home and I was not there. But is that a reason to be so mad at me? I was so excited when I saw him. Being with him is what I really wanted. Today is the second day of the new year, and I still haven't spoken to him. I have been speaking to my best friend, and believe me, the girl tell me things so much about him, about he have woman, and he's with his woman. That's why all that happened. I even say I have to stop talking to her for a little while because the girl make my head hurt me, and she will make me hate him. But girl, if you're listening, I still love you. Iowa, him and I met for the very first time a little over a year ago, but early in September for my birthday, he asked me to be his girlfriend, and I told him yes. If he had a girl, he would not ask me to be his girl, and I'm so disappointed. What happened really took a toll on me. My year did not start how I expected it to. Right now, I can't even take his calls or return his messages because I don't know what to tell him or how he will react. I am mad, disappointed, confused, everything. I keep thinking that, what if I was the problem? Maybe I should have stayed home and wait. I was thinking the same thing, my girl. You should have waited for him. What do I do? Is it really my fault? What kind of man would behave like that? Can we move forward from that? Or should I forget about him? Good afternoon, Leclanosia. You're on the air.
Hey, Ivo. Happy New Year to you, my brother.
Happy New Year to you, my brother, boy.
Yes, man. Blessings, man.
Blessings, man. What is your take, bro?
My brother, let me tell you, I'm trying to make that quick as possible. First and foremost, tell and listen to a friend. That guy helped play. And I heard you make mention of the fact that you should have wait. There's nothing about waiting. That sounds like a clear-cut case of a guy who have, probably, remember, it was only as night. Why would you want to pick up the girl and then drop the girl way back at home? Why didn't you answer the call in the first place? You understand? Mm. So basically, it looks like a situation where he probably has a girlfriend. Remember, just 3 months, and he probably created the assumption that he would spend time with her, knowing that she wouldn't spend time with her. She went out, and increases the probability of her probably bouncing up with him, because maybe he has his girlfriend, he has a girlfriend, he doesn't want her to meet him with her, his girlfriend, because that makes absolutely no sense. She's out with a female friend. She'd message you. She tried to call you. Obviously, you would have known that. You understand, Iowa? Mm-hmm. But at the end of the day, you come, you call her, you don't even want her to talk to her friends, because obviously the friends will tell her, stay there with them. Let's just go. Drive. Don't say anything. Pretend to be so upset for something that has no reason why you have to be upset for, mm-hmm. right? And then bring the poor girl home on Olia's night. So, sister, if you're listening, break up with me. Don't waste your time. It's a waste of time.
So you believe all that story, just make that up?
That's a whole fabricated scenario. The guy has a girlfriend or have somebody or a woman, and he wants to spend time with that woman. He obviously is Olia and I. He'll play the part. Oh, baby, yes, we'll spend time together. Let's do this. But when it came close to the time, didn't you realize he spoke about the tire? Then all 9 o'clock, it was still the tire story. Then he didn't answer. Right, he was well dressed, and she actually noted that it even looked like he had a tie issue. Probably he was fresh, well cut, well clean. You know, because if you change your tire, if you dress in a suit, you will sweat.
Yes.
It will show some signs. Yes. Your hands will be dirty.
Yes, yes.
You understand?
You might even take off your jacket if you have.
Yeah, man. Yeah. Of course. I mean, I've been in that situation already. Okay. So that's my advice. That's a slippery slope. Okay, she'd have to question herself.
So mid-life,
big time, guys. Anyone that call and say otherwise is an idiot. I have to say how it is, because that is a clear-cut case. That's only as night, and you did not spend time with the girl who you propose to be your girlfriend. You ask her that. You understand? A lot of fellas are play. Some of them do. Some of them sweet. Slick. Some of them dumb, and I just dumb. Trick made use. So I'm advising her, break up with this guy. That guy is wasting your time. You have a million men out there who would treat you good. You understand? I have a girlfriend, and I'll do any single thing to spend time only as 95. I could be broke with $1. So let's do something. Let's go on the beach. Let's do that. So it's a waste of time. And that's just it. That's my perspective on that.
Thank you very much, my
You're
brother.
Welcome.
Thank you for your honesty around there. We appreciate that. Honesty is it. 4523046 is the number to call. We want to hear your take on this afternoon's letla. You know, did he fabricate that? Is that makeup mid-lying? What are your thoughts? I mean, New Year's Eve, he had a flat tire. You know, he had some things to do on his car. But, monsieur, thinking about it, but seriously, but babes, I just threw it out there. First call I heard you, I just threw in that out there.
Mm-hmm.
Monsieur, but what if the man really had car trouble, that's all?
Yeah.
And people, and he really was getting problems. The car was giving him some heavy knocks, some punches and kicks and things. And that took a lot of time. Huh? Just one if, eh? Why? And when he repaired the car, when he got it working, I'm just thinking, maybe he went to meet her and she wasn't there. Huh? Oh, Mr. Fellas, don't lie. At that point, what's going on? At that point, what's on your mind? What are you thinking at that point? You know, I mean, I'm not saying that is the case this afternoon, but we very often hear those people who write letter, they write in their favor. No? Huh?
Mm, right.
So if you're writing, you would write in your favor. But first caller, what if the man really had car trouble, sir?
Man, I'll go all day and pick you up there.
Huh? What if recently there, had a partner, I have a partner, the man get a flat. When the man draw for his spare.
If the spare flat.
His spare flat. Huh? Boy, let me tell the party. Babes, coming to think of it, you should have waited. You should have waited, babes. You should have waited, and then you would have seen
what was really going on.
What was really going on? I know I changed it, but you know. I know I changed it, but miss it. But think about it. Good afternoon. Let's see how you're on here.
Hi, Rankin.
Yo.
You will buy a cigar, sir.
All right, go ahead.
Come on, Gasser. All right, let's go. This caller had it on point, Gasser. As a matter of fact, that man was out. That man was out with somebody else. So he probably tell the person, a partner of his in a jam, he go in and help out. Take the girl and drop the girl home. I mean, that's the wrong thing. That is old years, like the man said. That is old years, like. You want to be out with your special person, and that's new. A 3-month-old relationship.
Right.
You want to spend time with that person as much as you can. I mean, the man well-dressed. You have car trouble. But as soon as she says she out with her friends, car trouble disappear. So, okay, honestly, the girl, my advice to her, like the first caller said, and I mean, there's not much to add to what the first caller said. Mate is a player. He was out with somebody else, and he probably figured, boy, the girl out, she might meet somebody. You know how this
caller, let me ask you a question, caller. Forget about what happened in there. You supposed to go out with a lady only as night, perhaps the relationship is fresh, right?
Mm.
You would want that lady. Well, she knows that you're supposed to go and pick up. You'd want her to leave the house and go out with her friends and knowing that you're supposed to go and meet her?
Duncan, no. But he had no intentions of picking up.
How you know that?
Duncan, that girl was staying home whole night. And that man would tell a boy he never got the car going and his phone died or some story.
Well, at least
he would have never picked up, because if he had any intention of spending time with her that night, he would not have left the home and gone back. Again, I like it sometimes.
Wait, let me understand.
Okay, he picked her up from the hotel, he dropped her home and he did not stay. He left. So if he had any intention of spending any time with her that night, when he picked her up from the hotel and took her home, he would have spent time with her there. He wouldn't have left and go back. So whoever he was out with and he left her there to go and pick that one up, to take her home, he went back to that person.
Hmm.
So, like the first caller said, it's a clear-cut case. That man playing the girl, and he would have left her home whole night and said to her, listen, I never got the car going. So, like the first caller said, my advice to her is, you know, do what's best for you and leave that guy alone.
Wow.
So caller, any woman going through that or would have been in that same situation New Year's Eve, You're advising them to do the same thing, eh? Go out with friends or whatever.
But, Duncan, come on, guys.
No, let me reason.
No, but, okay, so, listen. The best thing she could have done was to go out with her friends. Because, like I said, she would have stayed home the entire night. And like she said, she was already feeling depressed. And when he did not show up at all, it would have been even worse for her. So she did the right thing to go out with her friends. And listen, her intentions were not to go out with her friends and to dodge him, you know. She called him and said, pick me up at the hotel. All the time he wasn't answering his phone. As soon as he heard hotel, he got there. Because I'm probably sure she left a voicemail or sent him a WhatsApp or something to say, I'm at the hotel with my friends.
Right.
All of a sudden, he's available again. Come on, Rankin, man. Sometimes I like
why he reached there. And why he reached there?
He reached there because the man food in fire, Gasser. Gasser, only as night, all kind of hungry fellas at the hotel. You leave that meat there alone. Nah, man.
Wow. So you want me to bring her home?
Nah, man, okay. Nah, man, wrong. And like this, and I'm in total agreement with the first caller as a guy.
Nothing wrong with that.
You don't play few feelings like that, man. Okay.
All right, my brother.
Yeah, so my advice to her is move on. Find something better, man. Yeah, man.
Thank you very much, caller. And we want to hear from you. What is your take? Do you think that she should move on? Do you think that the guy was being very, very dishonest? He didn't have any car issues. You know, that whole thing was made up for him to be with another woman. Good afternoon. Let's go now see how you're on the air.
Hi, good day. I just wanted to say three, well, just two things.
Yes.
Right.
So for the young lady, only 3 months you're into a relationship and it's already something where you cry. In fact, as if it was a year.
So what? You
Because the relationship is fresh.
So
and she's already crying over a guy.
Sick, caller. Well, so I don't understand that. I don't understand that. So 3 months is too soon to be distressed over somebody.
For somebody to be making you cry already, 3 months into a relationship, you're already crying over a guy. That's not nice. That's not good at all. Well, and I believe that the guy lied about the whole flat tire situation. No. He must have had somebody else. And then he would have picked up.
Why? Okay, Colas. Why does it have to be somebody else?
It can be. It doesn't have to be a female. It could have been he was out with his friends, and then maybe he would have dropped by at home whatever time he wanted. It doesn't have to be a female. He just. My thing is, he didn't see her as important as she was seeing herself in the relationship, and it's like you picked her up at the hotel and you dropped her home. You never see a dog following you, and you'll say, "Poppy, go back home." Because a dog cannot enjoy what you're going to enjoy. That's the girl in the relationship.
So, Connor, if that were you, what would you have done?
Beg your pardon?
If that were you, what would you have done?
Oh, you dropped me home. I was calling my friend right back. I'm coming to meet you. I don't have time for that.
So, Connor, there's no way men had car issues.
No, and you didn't have car issues.
Really got tired.
In tutus, you appear already well-dressed. Your vehicle looked like it was never had a problem. Something wrong right there, red flag.
And it really wasn't her fault. It really wasn't her fault.
Mm-mm.
Okay, cool. Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you very much for your contribution. This is Letland Radio Caribbean International. We want to hear your take. I seem to be getting some leaks, and I hope when or if you'll ever find yourself in a situation like that, where you're all supposed to be somewhere, and car trouble, that big piece of metal somewhere on the road,
just
and that not moving, boy.
We ain't going nowhere today.
You have a big piece of, let me tell you, they have no, well, apart from toothache, they are no other problem, like car problem, you know. That big hard piece of metal on the road, and that they're moving, boy. It takes time, you people know. You're still again me, no midline. Midline. Maybe you're going head out there, people. You all know me. Okay. Partner side playing devil's advocate and thing. Okay, what you're saying is true. If she had waited. All right, now she has sure, but look, she said.
Yeah.
She said in the letter, she's still confused. She says so and so, whether it's her fault, you're hearing that? You all didn't hear that? Okay, what happened really took a toll on me. That's not the part. I keep thinking that, what if I was the problem? What she say? Maybe I should have stayed home and wait. Let me not say that. Maybe, and I'm only saying that maybe if she had remained home, then she would have seen
what really going on.
If the man would have really come there and meet her or not. You leave your home. And I mean, I also say that I'm in New Year's Eve.
9 o'clock, you done already panicking. Fireworks busting 1 o'clock.
Yes,
what are you doing?
I'm just about to say that. I was just about to say that, boy. Let me tell you the problem, eh? Let me take that call. Good afternoon. Let Lana see how you're on the air.
Good afternoon, Iowa.
Hi,
Kola.
How are you doing? I'm
good. Right. I love listening to you. I love it when you're trying to get a balance. But today, Iowa.
I'm not balanced.
No.
Kola, let me tell you where the problem is, eh? You see, from
you cannot tell me where the problem is.
One, Kola, wait on. We're going to have a nice discussion, okay? But you see, from time the best friend send the video, move it. From the time the best friend send the video, that is where everything change. Go ahead, Cole. I'm listening to you.
Anyway, you have your friend, and your friend is coming and tell you about love and all of that. You do not want to be the wet rag. You don't want to be the one to tell her, boy, yes, you're in love with this person. But so you're waiting for an opportunity, which happened, and then she had no reason to feel like she's just trying to dampen her friend's spirit by telling her about what her perceived boyfriend is doing.
Right.
The guy is not the girl's boyfriend. 3 months you with somebody, every minute they should want to see you. The fact that what? After 3 months you're crying already, what will happen after a year? Because when you become accustomed to that person, you don't call them every minute, you don't see them all the time. What will happen? Your first New Year, where is your memory? Your first New Year, you had car problem. All of a sudden, your car problem turned into, as soon as I'm out, you rented a vehicle or you used somebody's vehicle you could not have done to take me out. And you supporting that, I suspect you did that right. You that did that to the girl, you know.
Yes, Kwana, I'm just saying. I'm just saying, what if that is the case? What if?
What if what, Iowa?
What if he really had car trouble and he couldn't make it
okay,
at the time?
Let's say he had car, let us say he had car problem. All of a sudden, as soon as she's out, you got a vehicle to come pick her up. Why did he take her back home? Okay, you said because he's upset she should have waited home. So I'm supposed to wait and fireworks might end. I fall asleep, whereas I could be out there enjoying myself. If he was a good boyfriend, he would have been so happy that I can't take you out, but you know what? You're out, so I'm happy for you. But
you might not like me with what I'm about to say, but you see, she is really in love with him. She will know her.
True.
50 years, I
was? What?
What did you just say then?
If she was really in love, he probably pierced Cote. He probably
made the guy wait.
She was so much in love. You know what she did? She called to say, Babe, that's how she referred to him. Babe, out with my friend. Babe came right away at the bay, picked her up and took her right back home. And see, for please, I know let Lies Iowa's program, but let Iowa know that he is not.
It was right. Me. It was me.
I know that point today.
No.
Okay, let me be honest. It was me. She called and she said she out with her friend, Magavin.
Okay, and not only that, you could say to her, well, you know what, enjoy yourself, I'll see you tomorrow. Have fun. And she didn't just call to say she's with her friend, because she's waiting on you and time passing and the perfume wearing out and all of that, so she wanted to be out there.
But you're forgetting the most important thing, the friend said in video, and she's seen the friends having fun.
The friend is bad man, you know.
Iowa, that's what ladies do, that's what ladies do.
Say that again,
That's what ladies do. They go out and then they're posting and showing you, boy, I'm having fun. Now, mind you, they're probably not having as much fun as they are posting, but I know I want to post, so I'm going to have an extra bit of fun just for the picture. So she's sending the video to show her, look, I'm having fun. And if she was with her, maybe she knew that she would be having just as much fun.
Right. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right, Connor. So you're saying she should do what? Leave him?
Forget about him. Move on. Forget about him. A 3-month-old relationship, you're crying already? Move on. Forget about
him. One mistake like that? One little mistake like that?
You call tears a mistake?
Oh.
You call tears a mistake?
So can I
And to top it up, you took me home, you didn't stay with me, and that's a mistake?
Well, probably didn't write the man that wasn't his, eh? You never
Well, writer,
the gas was low.
Make a mistake and leave him.
All right. And she's asking, what kind of man would behave like that?
You know? A man who is not your man, who have a woman.
I also want to say that she never said anything about him having any other woman. Eh?
But her friend told her.
Her best friend that tell her that. The same one that said
it's always your friend. You're always the last to know. It's always your friends and everybody else saying you're always the last to know. Hmm. I'm sure you know what Sifo doing and his girlfriend doesn't know.
Me? I do nothing. I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay, sorry, Sifo. I'm sure you know the things I was doing.
Thank you, caller. Thank you very much. You've been awesome. 4523046 is the number to call. This is Letla on Renew Caribbean International. We want to hear what are your thoughts on this afternoon's Letla. We'll read the Letla one more time. Apparently, I am way off this afternoon. I am way left. But as a matter of fact, I'm off the field, you know, apparently on this one. These people, listeners, don't think for 1 minute, 1 second.
Things doesn't happen.
Yep. You don't find yourself in situations where there may be a delay. You know. And because people think about it. You for a quick break in just a bit. Let me just take this corner and then, you know, just share a thought.
Whoa. Oh, wait, that's on.
Whoa. I want to put in the C4. That is me, man. Hold on, let me see that. 4523046. You calling? You calling? Let me see. Right, so think about it. Yeah. People, you're in a relationship, you know, and you said to your significant other, whoever is in your life, that you have car trouble. And for those of you who own vehicles that give problems or not problems, you know how problems can be. You know, they take time. You know, when you have car trouble, it's not even a little trouble. Some of them vehicles, I mean, they know, when they tell you they stop, they stop.
Yeah.
So there's a delay. A delay for some time. Now the man working on his vehicle, he say, babes, I come in. But no, your friends aren't telling you, babes, he plays late.
Yeah. Before the girl go out, her friend Batman in the vibe, eh?
You in your relationship, you know the person, sir. So your spouse ain't getting vexed. You know your spouse may become irritated.
Mm-hmm.
You live in the man walking on a vehicle and you go somewhere on TikTok. You go somewhere. Fellas, I know y'all give me legs this afternoon. I off. Think about it.
Yeah.
You go and pick up the girl. The girl not there. All right, perhaps after you get a chance to check your phone and them kind of thing, you see the girl tell you, boy, I'm with my friends, boy.
Yeah, that's a turn off, like something.
Yeah, at the hotel. Like, wow. So you still come. You're all right. You're still not irritated by the fact that they didn't appreciate that you were trying to get things done, trying to get the vehicle repaired so you could go and meet them.
Hmm.
Huh? No? I still off. I not making sense. But no, see, Famuni. You have woman, you have outside woman. Good afternoon. Whoa.
Oh, sorry,
yeah, my brother. Sorry, good afternoon. Sorry, thank you for listening. You are on the air. Let la on us here. Go.
Aywa, you're the central midfielder, you know.
Say again?
You are the central midfielder.
Central midfielder?
Yeah, it's you that run in the play.
Yeah, go ahead. Yeah.
You're not off.
Okay.
You're not off, not at all. Let us suppose that the man had car problem. And the man here and there that he has to go and repair a part, buy a part.
Right.
That's another money that the man has to spend there at New Year's Eve. Who's saying that probably the man also had to find the money to take the girl out, but that didn't work out. Why is it that if something doesn't go according to women's plans?
It's from you have, woman you have.
It is something sinister.
Yes.
Something bad. Another woman, another this, another that. Yeah. Who's saying the man didn't get a... was not in boats with his mother, his sister, something, a partner, something happened. None of that. So I am in agreement with you, my brother. Anything could have happened. We don't know. There's nothing given in the letter saying what was wrong, what he did. To me, it's the girl that has the problem. It's the man that should write a letter for the girl saying that how she wanted to have her cake and eat it. So I think if the girl is a problem, and then we don't know the mister, but I think the mister should leave the girl because she's immature. Hmm. Thank you, Aywa.
You're welcome, my brother. Before we take the break, let me say something. I said, you know, early on, a partner, a strong domino player. You mean we're playing dominoes, huh?
Right.
Dominoes we're playing. What time in the morning? We hours of the morning. When is time for the man to leave? C4. The man have a flat tire. Flat. Flat. Nothing. Zero. When the man draw for the spare.
Flat.
Zero. Man put his hand on his waist, boy. I mean, sit down on the road. Let's sit down on the road because that man, no. It's a problem, C4. Car problem. And some of the fellas locked on them and telling me, I want boy, you're mad, boy. That is a story thing. That is a makeup, the man so and so made up other woman and thing. On the plane, like, you only know what car trouble is. You see, a little thing like a flat tire could take you somewhere 3-4 hours sometimes. Where you going and fix it? old tire shop clothes. You know what I had to do? I had to give the man my spare. Give him my spare. Luckily for him, it was four holes. And it fitted his car.
It wasn't a 5 hole. It's sticking out there. That's the name.
I don't hear why you turn it on. You know what I mean? So that thing about, maybe, who knows? Maybe you could have repaired the vehicle, and for true, maybe he was out with his friends or whatever, you know? And when you call him, he just decide, well, you know what? Yeah, he come in. But don't for one thing, car trouble is, you know, it's not that much, and then this, that, and the other, and, you know?
Right, right.
What if that was the situation? What if the man genuinely had some serious car trouble? He tell you he come in. I tell you, the only way you could know that, my girl,
is if you had stayed. Yeah, if you had stayed.
Stay home, so may they come and meet you at all. So you know definitely, that's it. Right now you're asking yourself questions. Was I the problem? What if I was the problem? Maybe I should have stayed. Look, you said in the letter last before. Look, she said there.
Maybe
I should have stayed home and wait. What do I do? Is it really your fault? Let me tell you what to do. Take the man calls, my girl. Take the man calls. Answer the man calls. Talk to him. And maybe he will tell you and you could decide from there what you're doing. Let's take a break. We'll read the letter one more time and we come back and we continue to take your calls. This is Letla on RCI.
We present to you Youth Unplugged. Youth Unplugged is a program designed to provide a platform for all young people who have achieved or are achieving success socially, economically, academically, in business, in music, as an entrepreneur, and yes, in just simply defying the odds to share the experience with all of St. Lucia and the world. Their stories are theirs to tell, and RCI has created this platform of influence so that their voices can be heard. Youth Unplugged, every Thursday, 3 p.m. on RCI, the station that cares about the youth. Some have struggled, but they have learned. They've come from humble beginnings, but they have grown. For some, it has been tough, but they continue to press on. We've heard their stories of having ailments and how they are fighting to overcome. Stories of inspiration. Stories of success. Listen as they continue to speak. She Speaks. She Speaks. Aired every Tuesday, 10:30 a.m. on the Caribbean Sound. Sponsored by the Bank of St. Lucia. All the bank you need. And Courts, bringing value home. A business owner with goods or services for sale? Well, here's some good news. At Radio Caribbean International, we interact with heavy consuming listeners on a daily basis. RCI listeners are the big spenders, so why not invite them to spend at your business? Let your business tap into this lucrative, loyal, and large group of people who listen to us every day. Advertise on RCI today. Call our advertising department at 1-758-452-2636. We would love to assist you. The Caribbean Sound. 101, number one.
You see, we paint all fellas anyway. Thank you for remaining with us. This is Letla on Radio Caribbean International. I think we got any first-time callers yet. First-time callers, please. 452-3046 is the number you need to call. Just say you are a first-time caller and go right ahead with your contribution. And you do not have to agree with me. Upanipu agree with me, sir. I tell you, no. I don't want you. In fact, I don't want you to agree with me. Let me read that Letla one more time. For those of you who have called so far, we say a big thank you to you. Those of you who have not called, get ready. Stand by when we reopen the lines. He passed to see me earlier that morning for about 20 minutes. He left early because we were going out later and we both had stuff to do. New Year's Eve, he had to come meet me at 8 p.m. My best friend asked me, what was I doing? I told her, well, me and Bae did something, doing something later. And I laughed at her. I tell her I will take pictures and send to her. She asked me where we going. I said to her I didn't know. He told me it was a surprise and he wanted me to dress nice. She tell me, you sure? I tell her, girl, move there. How you mean? If I sure. She say she and one of her sisters going to a hotel. I want a girl beg me to come. So jokingly, I tell her, girl, you want me to leave my man alone New Year's Eve? I tell her, never. I was excited. I was looking forward to spending that night in particular with him. We have only been together, or should I say serious about each other, for about 3 months. For me, it meant a lot. I was going to be with the person I really want in my life when the new year arrives. I could not wait. When it was about 8:30, he called saying he had a flat tire and he was working on it. I say, okay, I'm already dressed. When he is done, just come get me. I wasn't hearing from him, so I called him. It was after 9 and he said to me, give him some time, he's coming. He's still working on the car. While I was waiting, I was also updating my best friend on what was going on. Then I started to feel depressed because these crazy girls were already sending me some mad videos of them dancing and having fun. And I'm seeing time passing and I'm not hearing from him. I tried calling, but he did not pick up. So my best friend told me she has a friend that can still get me inside the hotel. It is still early. She's coming to meet me. I was depressed. I dolled up myself to ensure that I was looking good. I went to the salon to do my hair. I was wearing a new dress and shoes that I had ordered, waiting patiently for him. You know how many times I called him and didn't get him? So my best friend came to get me. And I was totally enjoying myself. My boyfriend lives up north. I sent him a message telling him, when he's done fixing the car, just check me at the hotel. It's up north. I am there with my best friend, and it's not like he don't know her. I will go with him when he gets here. What is so wrong with that? He was so mad just because I didn't wait for him at home and was out with my friends. I couldn't understand it because I was the one who asked him to come get me when he's done. It's not that I was hiding anything. And not only that, I was closer to where he said he was. So what was the problem? I was in less than 20 minutes after telling him I was at the hotel. He was outside, well-dressed, like the car never had a problem. So I said to him, wow, that was fast. In one kind of grumpy voice, he said to me, let's go. I told him, well, let me tell my friends I was leaving. He told me, no, let's go. Okay, so we're together, so I'm kind of feeling a little better. But total silence in the car. So I tried to talk to him. I asked him how he managed with the car. Did everything go okay? He not answering me. Then I see like he heading to my home. So I ask him, are we going to my home? He mumbling things among the older like to listen. So I'm like, please talk to me. What is going on? Why are you behaving like that? I cried so much because I couldn't understand what I did that was wrong. I kept asking him, but he never answered or said anything. Okay. So you cried not because oh, I love you in love so much. Somebody say love you in love, so you're crying. But you're crying because you didn't understand what was going on. I kept asking him, but he never answered or said anything. And to make matters worse, he didn't even stay with me. He dropped me and he left. I went to bed thinking of what is it that I did to him. I'm thinking maybe he went to meet me at home and I was not there. But is that a reason to be mad at me? I was so excited when I saw him. Being with him is what I wanted. Today is the second day in the new year and I still haven't spoken to him. I've been speaking to my best friend and believe me, the girl tell me things so much about him. About he have woman and he was with his woman. That's why all that happened. I even say I have to stop talking to her for a little while because the girl make my head hurt me and she will make me hate him. But girl, if you're listening, I still love you. Him and I met for the very first time a little over a year ago. But early in September for my birthday, he asked me to be his girlfriend and I told him yes. If he had a girl, he wouldn't ask me to be his girl. And I'm so disappointed. What happened really took a toll on me. My year did not start how I expected it to. Right now, I can't even take his calls or return his messages because I don't know what to tell him or how I will react. I am mad, disappointed, confused, everything. I keep thinking that, what if I was the problem? Maybe I should have stayed home and wait. What do I do? Is it really my fault? What kind of man would behave like that? Can we move forward from that? Or should I forget about him? Let's reopen the phone lines. The number is 4523046. You could try sending us a voice note. We'll try to play it in just a bit. Again, 4523046. Let's see if we can connect this one. Good afternoon. Let's learn how CIU are on the air.
Good afternoon. First time caller.
Hey, good afternoon. First time caller. Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year to you, too.
Thank you for calling. What's your take, caller?
I had to call because when I listened to that letter, it's clear that that guy is a manicure. I don't know, man. That's a manicure. Number one.
Wow.
Number two, he sounds like an abuser. Because for you to come and pick up the girl and you're grumbling under your breath, you can't open your mouth to say what you need to say. That girl better just check that. The maid do her a favor by behaving like that for her to check his true color.
Caller, let me engage you. Caller, I want to engage you for a little bit. Just allow me. Caller, have you ever been in a relationship where you and your partner, you're not talking? I mean, if you're seeing anything like this, you know, you're vexed.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So what are you saying? But that's what you
No.
Say. No one.
But the thing is, even if we have an issue, you're a man, don't grumble under your breath. Speak up.
But that's what people in relationships do. What are you talking about, my girl?
No, I'm not doing that. Manicure not doing that. Man don't do that. Man would open his mouth and speak. A manicure would grumble under his breath. That was a man. Which man that day?
Caller, there are fellas that can't speak too loud in their relationship. What do you, my girl? You play like you do that. There are
fellas that can't speak. No, but the way men behave, they may behave like he have big testicles. He come there, pick up the woman and want to bring her home. No, men have a problem. The girl needs to leave men. She can do better than me. Mate is a waste of time. A manicure that day.
Caller, would
just
you go
for the girl enjoying herself, you making the girl go?
So, caller, you would not have waited for him, huh? You would not have waited
for him. Not at all. Not at all, pal. I would have been, as a matter of fact, the only wrong I give the girl is calling mate and telling mate she out with her friends. I don't know man business.
You see the same
when the man ready to call you, he'll call you. If he call you, then you say where you are. A little 3 months all together, she take mate too serious too fast.
Why, ma'am?
So 3 months is too quick to take somebody serious, Mama?
She took him too serious. She should have waited to see his true colors. If she had waited, she would have seen his manicure she was dating. And she would have checked herself.
Well, I like where you go there where she says she should have waited.
She should have. She took that too serious too fast, wasting her time on the man. 20 minutes, you reach there so fast. I hope you're not doing everything fast like that.
You're not good at that. I don't even know if I should continue to speak with you. But Kola, hang on. Kola, what if he really had car trouble?
That man didn't have any car trouble.
Kola, I just want to hear that other side of you. What if he really had car trouble?
If he really had car trouble, his response would have been different. The thing is, he was vexed the girl was out.
He was...
Without him, he had no car trouble. Number one, he got there too quickly. Number two, if you had car trouble, you would have communicated with the girl calling you, not answering your phone for how long? The minute she tells you out, you find yourself there like you Speedy Gonzalez.
Caller, you ever tell somebody, wait for you, you come in. Wait for you, eh? And the person gone, and they wait for you?
No.
Because you see, you don't
lie. Know about that.
Don't lie, caller. It doesn't have to be a boyfriend. I'm just saying. Have you ever asked anybody to wait for you? You're going to be there. You're coming. Maybe you're running a little late, but wait for you. You're going to be there. Have you ever done that and the individual or individuals left?
That has never happened to me.
No.
What I'm saying, Iwa, is if the guy had car trouble, he could have been communicating with the young lady if he really wanted to take her out. Communication was lacking. The girl is calling and you're not answering your phone. But the minute she says she's out with her friends, you find yourself there fast, quick and in a hurry. You wrong for that. That is not a man. That's a manicure. And it's high time women try to start to recognize the manicures for them to put them in their place and not take them on.
Well, let me ask you another question, You ever find yourself real busy and people calling you and messaging you and you know, they're texting and you can't return the message, you can't return the call? Don't tell me no. Don't tell me that never happened.
Yes, that has happened, but not when it's my significant other and I know the person was waiting for me. That's something totally different.
So
people make time for persons who are important to them.
All right. So, okay. They make time for what they want to make time for.
Exactly.
So you're saying you will never, ever find yourself in a situation where you cannot return a call from your significant other. You never find yourself in that situation.
Not at all. Oh. Even if I just send a message saying I'll call you back, or I just answer and say I can't talk now.
Even if you can't reach the phone where you are. Even if you can't,
you can't reach your phone.
Unable to reach the phone where you are.
Okay, let's say fine, he was unable to reach the phone. How he reached there so fast, well dressed?
No,
but he was already on his way, caller.
He was on his way already, and he said,
don't mix it. I'm speaking about your issue. I'm just saying, if you ever find yourself in a situation where you are unable to return a message or a call, and you say, no, that will not happen to you, okay, whether you're in a meeting, whether you are the one giving a speech, whether you are the one, you know, you are busy, you're going to take time and return that message. Because what you say in the corner, you need to think about it. There are people who perhaps are teachers. There are people who are perhaps, you know, they give speeches. And at the time, they are unable to be on their phone or whatever. So they carry to the phone.
But that is something different.
No, I'm telling you. No, it's not. You're busy. You are busy.
No, but busy doing what? What's he busy doing?
So it depends on what?
Entertaining another woman? Busy doing what? Busy is relative, Iwa.
Okay.
That's relative.
Sometimes he's busy, but he's doing what?
Busy doing what? What was he doing? Doing all his busy sex time.
I follow you, Paula. We are arguing that. Busy, but busy doing what? That's what you say.
Busy doing what? Okay. Yeah, he busy doing what? What exactly
so
was
say,
he
what lucky
doing
important.
That busy time?
So say, what lucky important?
Is
what?
What is important?
Right.
What was he telling me important? What was he doing during that time?
While
he was busy and the girl was calling and he was not answering?
He's tired flat.
Huh?
The mentally is tired flat.
He's tired flat?
Yes.
And that have him so busy. He come there so fast, quick and in a hurry, well-dressed and vexed. You can't be vexed. You should have been happy that girl was up north to say, hey, babe, well, I got the car fixed now, so let's go. You know, and go with the girl. What you vexed for and you grumbling?
Relationships, you know. Caller, thank you very much. You've been awesome first time caller. I hope that the first and last time. Hope you call us again.
Hopefully it won't be the last. Today's quite entertaining, so let's see.
Thank you very much, caller. Appreciate
you. You're welcome.
Thank you. Yes, sir. And remember, y'all don't have to agree with me. My brothers don't agree with me. I agree, sir. Let's go back to the phone. Good afternoon. Letla, you're on the air.
Good afternoon. My only issue with the caller, not the caller.
My only issue
with the caller is the fact that she doesn't want to listen to her best friends, and that a man she knows for like just 3 months, she wants to sideline her best friends for. Like, first, she sounds very childish, so maybe it's maybe her first little love, her first little crush, so maybe that's blinding her. So I'll give her that. But however, the man should not have done her that. Come on. You tell a girl you come in and meet her. Tire flat. All of a sudden, New Year's, you're tire flat. You're not servicing your vehicle. You're tire flat. Like, come on. And so long, you're not communicating.
Wait, come on.
She run for that. Save your friends. The man pull up there and the man tell you, let's go. Not even to tell your friend that come and meet you. And then you still going home and you vex with your friend because of what the man do. The girl childish. The man right to do that because she's childish to cut off your friend and contemplating not to talk to your friend again. Because the man stood your best friend come and meet you for you to have a good time. Instead, you sit your bum at home. Come on, that girl have a problem. The girl has a problem. The man do what he do, yes. But come on, you're not cutting off your best friend. That's my problem with her.
Wait. So, caller, you want at least put your best friend on pause for New Year's Eve. You're going to ring in a new year. You have a fresh boyfriend, like you said, 3 months.
So cut off my best friend that I know for a number of years, for a month, three months. I will not do my best friend that. I will listen to my best, enjoy my time with my best friend, whilst he come in and meet me, of course. Watch how he bring her back home. What happened now? She lie down on her bed, contemplating being vexed with her best friend, instead of wondering what the man do, why the man do that, what that making sense? No, she needs to understand, hey, the man play me, and just finish with that. She should have enjoyed herself with her best friends, and done with that.
So what if he was upset, Kwana? What you saying, if he was mad at her, if he was vexed? And Kwana, listen, what if he went to meet her and she was not there? And then when
How do you mean? She tell him where she was, yeah, because he reached there. He didn't call her back,
But I'm not saying
he arrived there.
I'm not saying no, Kwana. I'm asking you, what if when he checked the phone, you know, at the time he checked the phone to
return
the message, you know, it's after he realized, look, she's telling him that these things happen. You send people a message and they read it one time. You call it
two times. That is true. And but okay, you had a plan for. So you're telling me you take, after your tire give you so much trouble, you reach at her home, you don't hear, you reach by the best friend, you're going to tell me my tire give me so much stress and I'm not going to go and enjoy myself. I'm going to take that young lady and bring her back home for what? And then go back at my home? That making sense? Taxi I doing as a man. Taxi you doing. Taxi. Tower. Anyhow, well, the only thing I ask for me as a caller today is that she should have stayed with her best friend. She's young and naive. Let the money's a player. Finish with that.
Yes, leave him alone. End the relationship.
Yeah, don't call him on phone. Don't have nothing to do with him. Or if she decides to be with him, play him. Do him the same thing. Call when her, she has
call
a
her, call
her. Have a flat tire
call
too.
Her, we all know. It does not work like that. We all know that. We all know when we're in relationships, that's not how we operate. We just say things like mad people. But when we go deep in our thoughts now, and we think of all the good times that we've had. And
what good time she have there already? 3 months. What good time?
Yeah.
What good time she have there? Look at man's
son. So you can't have 3 months.
Wait. The girl wants to go and enjoy her all year. He doesn't leave her. What good time that coming after that?
What?
I want you too serious. What good time?
So
you don't have to set
so up. So wait. So in 3 months of being with someone, had no good times, no good times rolling. That's what you're saying, Connor?
Pardon?
If you are with someone for 3 months, within these 3 months, there will be no opportunities to have good time with this person, with your partner. At that time, you will not be having any good time.
But you're not considering 3 months. You're not supposed to be considering the person as your partner. That's our first of all. That is our problem. Nah. Why are you considering somebody 3 months your partner?
But
you
get
to know that person.
Wait. He asked her. He said, "Babes, will you be my girlfriend?" He decided, and she said, "Yes." Yes. So, Kwana, what is wrong?
You see, that's why now it's up on her to say, let's see, let us wait.
Wrong answer.
She could have said that, but look now, he put her in a position where she's feeling bad. Sometimes we have to learn to wait and say, okay, let's see how it's like, you know, wait, give it a waiting period. We do not do that. It's just rushing. You're my girlfriend. I own you. I'm down on you. Is that the problem, you know, the ownership? It's the ownership, because we always try to get into relationships so quickly. We don't like to get to know more people, get to know the person. Even sometimes that's not the person for you. That person is just a seasonal person. And that man was just maybe 4 seasons, not even a season. I call her 2 days. She young. Listening to the letter, she sounds very young. Maybe that must be her first All Year's Night out.
So too. I think she's young. I think she's really young.
Wow.
Yeah. So how your advice to her is move on, my girl. Move on.
Just move on, baby girl. Move on and don't get back with your best friend for no man.
Yes, sir. Kwana, if your best friend send you videos, she in a party, you going?
Of course, my best friend in a party. Enjoy. I'm going.
Forget about boyfriend. Forget about boyfriend. You going, right?
I go and forget about boyfriend, because boyfriend would have already know my best friend going to the hotel, whatever, because I tell my boyfriend, hey, pap, I asked my best friend tonight, eh?
So it
the best friend know you, and the best friend already told her that the man is a cheater, whatever. She told you, she knows. She maybe show her proof already.
And that's
but you know,
the
she
thing.
Doesn't
that's
want
the
to
other
listen.
Thing. That is the other thing. Y'all, let's listen to them best friends there. And y'all know they're crazy.
But sometimes the best
crazy.
Friend is correct. If my best friend comes to me with photos and proof and saying, hey, look, and look that there, and look, this person is not right for you, you at least give your best friend a listening ear. At least follow the guidance. That because they will not want to see you hurt. A best friend would not want to see you hurt. And meaning a true best friend. Eh? I know they have people that break loyalty, but when a true best friend will not see you get hurt.
Huh,
yeah. But a best friend know what you know about the boy already. So she don't want her best friend to get hurt. So she coming out and be on to make sure her best friend having a good time. So I believe again that she should just talk to her best friend and just ex-mate. Now, goodbye.
Thank you very much, caller. Thank you. We appreciate you. Hey, what is your take on this afternoon's letter? Do you agree? Do you disagree? Are you angry? Good afternoon. Let Lanancia on here.
Hello.
Oh, I suspect that was me. I apologize. That was me. New equipment. We still getting used to it. Good afternoon. Let Lanancia on here. GSC4. Hello, good afternoon. Letla, you are on here.
Good afternoon. Letla, Nancy, are you on here?
Hello?
Hello?
Good afternoon. Letla, you are on here. Hello? Hello. You're not ready? Hello. 4523046 is the number to go. Remember, you don't have to agree with us. You know, you could have your opinion and state clearly, you know, what is it that you're thinking.
Oh.
Hello, Letla, you are on the air.
Okay, Ivan, let's agree with you saying the man had the flat tire for you.
Yes, my brother.
But based on all the evidence, based on what the girl said in the letter, they still have red flags for me. Because if you come from your tire issues and you come from and organize your tire, you're supposed to at least go home and change. You probably, all your hand probably still have a little something. And the girl asking you evidence to say that you had issues with her. You don't want to answer the girl. I mean, just a simple conversation there to clarify everything would have just give me a better flag than the red flag he caused there.
I call it, let me say you was upset.
But the reason, they have no reason why the man should be upset. The reason, okay, you want to get upset because you tell the girl to stay home.
He come in
you
and
come
meet
in
her,
and pick her.
And
she actually,
there.
Listen, Iwa, she actually reached closer to where you're not supposed to even come and pick up at her home. Right?
Mm.
And you still get upset for that. And yet still, you tell her, let's go. She didn't have an issue with leaving with her friends or leaving her friends there to come with you because you she want to be with. You're still upset for that. You take the girl straight home. All of these red flags for him. You understand? So
yes.
The issue there with he come up with a flat tire and then the girl leaving the girl home and all of these. All of these red flags.
Hold on there. What if they were arguing? What if they were arguing and she didn't state that? They were arguing all night. That whole time there, she, you know, she was upset. They were mad, they were exchanging words and so on. And they just could not spend that time together or else things have gotten worse.
I understand what you're saying, but we remember we're not going to watch it in the letter. He didn't want to tell her nothing. But let's say they were arguing. Yes, they were arguing. But coming to reality, how life going on, mate, at least if that is the person you wanted to spend the night with, you do whatever it takes for you to spend the night with that person. Because that's all she wanted.
Yes. But he didn't do that. He didn't.
You understand? But he messed it up for himself and he messed it up for the girl because as the girl was expecting to spend the night, she go and make herself look good and all that, do her hair, do the nails, the whole thing. You know what women does do already. She probably overdo.
That girl,
you understand?
That man.
You understand? She probably dress well, sexy for me and do all kind of things.
Yeah, well, she said that, eh?
You understand?
That, yeah.
And she didn't get the feedback she wanted from the man. So that is a red flag for me, Derek.
Okay.
To say where he was, I don't want to assume where he was. He probably was
with another woman.
Someplace else.
Yeah. That's what they say, any party. Party, where you think he was? You don't want to say?
No, I want to see.
With another woman.
What do you think she should do, Patty? Move on him, give him time, speak about
Well, move on. What she should do is to at least see if he could and question him and see what he's saying and then make a decision from there.
Yes, I. Yeah, man.
All right, my brother. Thank you very much, my brother. Thank you very much for your contribution. Yeah. And you know what the best friend telling us, Yvonne? And I'm sure the ladies know they say the best friend on point. The best friend saying, I mean, hello, woman he was with.
Yeah.
Was him a woman? Good afternoon. Let Lana see how you're on the air.
Hey, man, see you.
Hey.
Good afternoon. How are you?
We're good. What about you?
I'm not too bad, thanks.
All right, go ahead.
See, man, I'll have a little bit of disagreement this afternoon.
Go ahead. Okay.
I find, I'll be quite honest with you, I don't know, I will not take on the female side this time. Because the person, the caller, well, sorry, the writer said she was preparing to go, etc., etc. Nice. The guy said he had a flat tire. The guy probably did indeed have the flat tire. She said she called and he did not pick up. The first time he called and he said he's still dealing with the stuff. Imagine you dealing with a flat tire because you want to get to your location and you don't want to disappoint your woman.
Mm-hmm.
And she calling you. Like, you cannot be on the phone and dealing with the tire at the same time. Anybody who changes a tire would know that.
You
understand me?
Thank you very much. Thank you.
I mean, you're doing work, physical work with your hand.
Mm.
You can't be on the phone. They're talking, and then you'll never finish changing the tire.
Exactly.
Sometimes in changing the tire, you realize your spare self not even good.
Hmm.
You have to call somebody to ask them for a spare. You understand where I'm coming from? All kinds of things could happen during that. So probably with the man, I'm saying, maybe after he finished changing the tire, while he was changing, she calling, so he don't answer because he's trying to rush. So he probably try and rush as fast as he can. Go home and bathe. You understand me? Because she said 20 minutes he ended up there. Go home and bathe to change, to rush and meet his woman, and then probably getting that message that she go wherever with somebody. Anybody would be disappointed because you trying your best to make it. She don't know his end.
No, apparently not our listeners. They won't be disappointed.
No, our next woman he had.
No.
You understand? No, I don't think it's the next woman.
Yeah.
It could be simply the tire because things like that take time.
Hmm.
You understand me? And no, then, let's say you're looking forward to helping out somebody a lot, eh? Like, you're looking forward to going out with somebody. You don't want to tell them all the disappointments you have on the way, like the tire flat, you understand? He probably rushing to try and fix up the tire, rush home to try and bathe, you understand? To try and make it, because he don't want to disappoint her.
Right.
And getting that message and saying that, you know, she go already with her friends. And I'm saying, she, I don't know what kind of, she wants to spend time with the man, and she wants to spend time with her friends. I don't know, because I'm a bit confused there, because she said she was so depressed, all of them were out already and whatever. I know you're feeling bad that he had to get a flat tire, but these things happen. You get me? When you have vehicles, these things happen. So I think on the guy part, what was happening is that Matt was looking forward to going. He was, the tire messed him up there, and he tried and rush to go and pick her up, and the situation happened that she reached there already by her friends. What I think he should have done, instead of mumbling and express how he felt towards her, because she genuinely wanted to know, and she didn't just go because, you know, like, she upset at him and whatever. It was just that she really was looking forward to spending time with both her best friend, probably, and the man. So communication is the problem there.
I was about to say that. They call it communication.
Right.
Effective. Yeah, communication is the problem there. Yeah. They're both disappointed. If they speak about it and they explain both of their sides, then I'm very sure that they're able to get to a clean understanding without all that drama that's necessary about next woman or whatever. In that last place, I think it's a genuine situation and it's not anything about the man have another woman or whatever it is. You understand? Because prior to that, did he give her any indication that he had other woman around the place?
She never said that.
Hmm?
She never said that. She never said
that. Right. So that situation, and I don't think she should already give up on the whole situation like some persons are saying. I don't think it's necessary. I think the two of them need to sit down and speak. The man needs to tell her how he feels. The fact that he was in the situation and he was rushing, you know, and he tried his very best to put that flat tire back. put the tire back and to try and rush home to dress up to go and meet her, I mean, it's not his fault the flat tire happened. Mm-hmm. You understand? Mm-hmm. So he needs to express that to her and let her know that he was disappointed about the fact that, you know, she ended up going and not waiting for him when he said he would have been there. And coincidentally, it ended up being 20 minutes. I don't think the way it's sounding is like as if, you know, it was someplace and in 20 minutes he was able to reach there. Because if it was another situation, because she said he was close by home, if it was something whereby he was cheating or whatever the situation, he'd be there faster than 20 minutes. You get me? So the two of them need to speak, sit down and communicate how they feel about the situation and look at a way forward as to how they're going to, in future, for future purposes, what is it that he likes, what is it that he dislikes, what is it that she likes, and what is it that she dislikes.
Well said,
and I think that could, well, I think that that whole situation could be resolved. That's okay, not all these okay. things not necessary. Well, the best think, friend story. Pardon?
Do you think 3 months is enough time to get to know somebody?
No, man.
Not at all.
The other one is spending, donkey years with somebody you're not even knowing them, much less. Knowing them,
yes.
You understand me? 3 years is not sufficient time to know somebody.
So, Connor, the point I'm trying to make is, mm-hmm. and somebody said at a letter some time ago, that you need to know how your partner reacts when he or she gets upset, right? No? No?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Look it. Maybe that is how he reacts. That is how he behaving when he gets mad.
Yeah, so she needs to explain to him, and only communication, only when she speaks with him, she'll be able to tell him that she's not pleased about how he reacts to situations when it comes to her.
If the man is a mumbler, that is the kind of man the man is. Or the man
is fine. Because, you know, a lot of the times, we women are more expressive than men, eh?
Of course.
No, men, most times, if you really... Pardon?
All the time, when it comes to things.
Oh. Most times, women will say how they feel, and they will explain how they feel right away, but men will keep it in, and sometimes they just say, okay, you know, like that kind of thing, just to dissolve the situation. Like, they don't want the situation to get out of things. So if he did a little mumble and she's not pleased about it and she'd prefer him saying how he felt as opposed to mumbling, she needs to indicate that with him, to him. Now, if she doesn't respond to his text and if she does not respond to his call and don't speak to him, then she will never know how to tell it to him. And if she's so claimed that she cares about him so much within that short space of time, the best thing for her to do is pick up her phone and tell when he calls, tell him how she feels, or ask him to have a face-to-face conversation with him to tell him how she feels. And that way she'll get over the confusion and whatnot. Because the confusion is because her friend putting things in her head, and she herself had things in her head already too. You understand me?
Totally agree.
That's where the confusion coming in. Because you'll be confused if you don't speak to the person.
Let me ask you, would you listen to your best friend?
No, but the best friend now.
Yeah.
You see, the thing about it is, and I'm happy of her reaction towards the best friend. Because I understand where the besties come from. She's trying to probably make her don't feel, looking for an excuse where there isn't. But we have to be very, very careful on what we do. Because what if the girl was a different type of person and drinking in everything? The girl won't make endless roar and all that kind of thing. That's not necessary. The man can be genuine for true. He had a flat tire. You understand me? So it's not all the time you have to listen to what people have to say. And you have to, especially in a relationship, because it's you and the person, you have to find out from the person what is the situation. You understand me? You mustn't just jump and think like, okay, hey, you have another woman for true, or whatever. And we like to believe people have another woman before any little thing. The person have another woman. The person have another man. All that kind of drama. That's not necessary. She did the right thing by not listening to her bestie. But she needs to, if she cares about the man, accept his call and tell him she wants to have a one-on-one with him, or face-to-face. I think that discussion needs to be face-to-face and not over the phone, mm-hmm. Over coffee, over lunch or something, and they can go from there. And they can decide whether or not, okay, if she doesn't want to deal with that anymore, and she's not pleased about it, and she doesn't want to deal with it, she could decide, okay, you know what, things are not working out, you go your way, I go my way. Yeah. Or, let us work on that. For future purposes, I'm not pleased about that, I'm not pleased about that, and the man could say he's not pleased about that, he's not pleased about this, and let's try and work things out. Because Mumu will not bring the language forward. Will not bring the communication or the relationship forward. You understand me? You keeping things inside so early in the relationship. You keeping things, how you feel inside. The other one keeping things inside. Soon that thing will just break away. You understand?
Absolutely, Kola.
Because they can't read each other body language and just decide, okay, that's what the person thinks. And be psychic. That's not conkly off. Okay, Iwa?
Thank you very much, Kola. Thank all you. Right, bye-bye. You've been awesome. Yes, communication is key. Communication, all right? Yes.
Iowa. That caller, the female caller, that's a professor, a lecture she has given, man. That boy wrong, he wrong. Christmas, New Year's, no man are rolling without his spare tire or checking his spare tire before he go out. That's BS.
All right. Really? Let's see if we could get that one to play. That one played. You see, that one was a... Oh, this one is long, C4. This one will not play. Yeah. Let me see. They're long. Oh, that's why they're rolling. Also, you know what you need to do? You need to try to keep them short and sweet. Okay, people? Try to keep them short and sweet, and maybe we'll be able to play them. Let me just read a couple of your messages quickly. We're not taking any calls. Any more calls or any other time, say 5 minutes before. I was so why he did not tell the girl that he had gone to her house to meet her as she was gone. If he had, he would have told her so. Stop with the excuses. Truth that happens for true, but that man was out somewhere. He had no car trouble. He reached by the hotel too fast, and you're driving the girl straight back home and leaving her and going about your business. That was not nice. If he was so upset, he should have just left her to enjoy herself with her friends. As you saying, what? The guy may not be cheating. I see lack of communication. All right, this one says, I want a man was bathing and dressing when he missed the call. So he just pick up from here. I want a man have something else checking more. He had no intention of taking the girl anywhere. All the time she calling him and he was not answering. As soon as he got the message, he is there. Huh? That flat tire story. I used that already myself. And yes, I made the man feel he should have been there to help me. So what? Why would he take the girl home and don't stay with her when he and the girl had decided to go out that night? Why he didn't just stay at the hotel with her? 3 months into a relationship, you would do all you can to avoid any quarrels with each other. Mate tried to make the girl the problem to cover up his own problem that night, which was not the car at all. My girl, 3 months is too early for that crap. Run. Give and take, the car can have problems. But mate really bathed and reached the hotel fast, Ronkin. Mate was in the same hotel with the foreign base. So he had to move that girl there fast. The only safe place for mate is knowing his girl at home. Right? Imagine. He came to pick up well-dressed, but he's so vexed that he dropped her home. And then what? He went back to his house? Huh? On New Year's Eve? Important detail, Rankin. The man had a surprise for her. Y'all keep missing the main point. The man tell you, wait, your head hard. Wait. Oh, yes, he did tell her that. Okay. Important detail. The man had a surprise for her. Y'all keep missing the main point. The man tell her, wait, your head hard. And that's why he mumbling, eh?
I don't listen. Sometimes you want buy,
you know?
You want the whole dinner what? There. And then you don't spoil that.
3 months, they said to you. Sometimes the man buy the ring already.
Oh, okay.
The man book the church, see, for. Oh, that's okay. What I'd go down there. Boy, Ronkin, when you see them girls have too much play. That is the problem, you know. You're so compliant. You are having fun. You're so in love. You're going with bae. Bae for you. Babe, sweetie, love for the other girls. Girl, red, blue, girl, white, black flags. Run. If you can fly, take your wings. Oh, my word. Oh, man, let me just do it. Okay, he had car problem. Okay, he had car problem. Why did he call her when he fixed the car problem? Lady, I blame you. You shouldn't have told him you were at a hotel. You should wait for his call. Because remember, he didn't answer yours. Lady, this guy is a cheap player. Firstly, this is the reason men nowadays do not warn their girlfriends to have friends. Well, that man is a big red flag, Rankin. You could say what you want, that man's a big red flag. After you come to pick me up from the hotel, it's not like she didn't indicate to him she's at the hotel. She was honest and told him her location. He has no conscience to communicate. It's like he's a little boy, Rankin. He's totally wrong. He's wrong for that. The guy was out already doing his own thing, Rankin. Don't try that. On those important dates, you just can't be two places at the same time. He was right where he wanted to be, and he wanted her at home. When she said she was out with her friends, the car fixed. I wouldn't stay home while you're out having a blast. Man, mashed on. Good afternoon, Rankin. The man is a pathological liar. He was out with his woman and didn't want the new side piece to catch him. That guy is a real... Girl, forget about this guy. Focus on yourself and move on. Shoops. I was clearly seeing someone else. Red flag. She should leave him right there. It is a good thing her friends came together to have a little fun. No moving forward. Girl, run as fast as you can. 3 months. 3 months, that's not a red flag, that's a red card. Sail, that ship has sailed. Please detach yourself from this guy as you are in the early stages. Detach yourself from this guy as you are in the early stages. You can't do better than that, girl. Rankin, I want to wish my baby Swingman happy birthday tomorrow. Sasso, love you, babes.
Big up Swingman.
Yeah, but big up Swingman. If you don't want to go out with me, don't entice me with your lies. This emphasizes the importance of a backup plan. After the incessant calls and dressing up, the guy gave no update. In an attempt to soothe herself, she went to meet her friends. To add insult to the injury, he feels the need to punish her by thwarting all their plans. And kick him to the curb, Rankin. Kick him to the curb. Definition, huh? I'd let this fool dictator pass. Know your worth, ladies. Rankin, sometimes it has to do with the financial situation. Listeners, that's it. Thank you for listening, people. First time caller. Thank you very much. We'll do that again next week, Wednesday, people. Thank you, C4. Thank you, Marine. Thank you, listeners. Those of you who are listening and you're there calling, you're wrong. You need to stop that. And remember, you don't have to agree with me, eh? You don't. No. It's okay. You can quarrel and call me what you want. That's why I love you, Ollie. Eh? When you see what they'll call me, Nez, I would have making a letter, you know. When y'all call me them names, once y'all curse me, y'all go say what you want. Once y'all curse me, we all right. Okay, people? Love you all. Until next week, Wednesday, this has been another Letla on RCI. People, don't forget, RCI's Breakfast in Bed Valentine's Day promotion is on. We want you to send that captured image of the two of you sharing that special moment together. Please send it to promotions at RCIStLucia.com. We'll send you to Bay Gardens, the two of you. Big Gardens will host the two of you. We'll send you for spa treatment, spa and wellness, Blue Lotus Spa. How about a pizza night under the stars? Royalton is in there. Anthony Jewelry, box wraps and flowers. I can see candy, Brandon Versatile and Global Promotions. Man, plus more. Okay, people? So send that captured image to promotions at RCIStLucia.com. We'll look out for it.